Chris and Kira on 2FM.
I can't wait any longer, okay? I need to get into this. We need to start the wrap-off, okay? Now, this is a big deal, I'll have you know. This is a very big deal. You may think it's not a big deal. It's a huge deal, okay? This is an institution in Irish music. In the Irish music culture and scene, this is an institution. I really feel Kira and I are contributing to Irish music in the same way you two did.
If I was going to be deadly honest with you, Chris, I can't believe that we haven't been in Hot Press.
So have I. Where's our Hot Press interview?
Exactly.
Why haven't we been on the cover of Hot Press talking about rap and drugs and all that kind of stuff? You know what I mean?
I know.
Why hasn't that happened? Well, anyway, look, I'm sure it's on the way, Kira. We can give our opinion on legalizing weed and stuff. You know what I mean? We can do it all. We can really be like, yeah, man, I think it should be legal. Like, I'm all for that. And I think we can
take a pop at the doll or something controversial like that.
And the Pope.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we could get a whole new image going. Absolutely. All right. But look, until then, what we're going to do is we're going to do the wrap-off. Now, Kira and I, we get a rap track. Now, sometimes, you know, it's been quite modern lately, been quite contemporary. We've been doing Nicki Minaj, we've been doing a lot of that kind of stuff, but now we're going way old school. We're going back to nothing but a G thing, which is literally, I think, from 1991, 1992.
It's Dr. Dre, it's Snoop Dogg, and it is awesome.
This is one of the tracks that really made Snoop Dogg, believe it or not. This is one of the massive big breaks that Snoop Dogg got, because Snoop, he was a little bit of a ruffian, he was wasn't doing too well, and Dre noticed him and said, this guy is brilliant. And believe it or not, it's all Dre said, I think I can turn this guy into, well, what Snoop Dogg is now. So, you know, this is from that era in Snoop Dogg's life. So obviously we have to do it justice, Kira. I mean, we have to make sure.
So do you have any comments, Chris, before we start tonight?
No, I'm going to refrain from commenting, because last week I was so inaccurate with my comments that I think it's probably best if I just am quiet and let everybody make their own minds up on these wrap-offs. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Kira, I'm going to ask you.
Now, I am worried, though.
Why?
Because you have a knack of rapping Snoop Dogg unbelievably well.
Yeah, well,
like you sound like Snoop Dogg.
Big Uncle Snoop. You know, I'm good at Big Uncle Snoop. I am, Kira.
I know you're
it's
one
true.
Of his nephews.
I'm one of his nephews, exactly.
So I am worried in that regard, but I think I did a good rap.
You did.
So.
No, you did. But Kira, let's let the Irish nation decide who did a good rap. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, Kira, well, I'm going to ask you a question. Who would you like to go first this evening? Will I be going first or will you be going first?
Do you know what, Chris? Because you sound like Snoop Dogg when you rap, I think that you should go first.
Okay, so you want to get me out of the way, essentially.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. This is nothing but a G thing. Here's the Chris version. Oh yes, let's do this.
1, 2, 3 into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know I'm about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Too loked out, jig is going crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before me digging a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get from while up a minute. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. Now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
There we go. that was me rapping Snoop Dogg. I won't deny, Kira, the competition will be tough tonight. Because
that was brilliant.
Hey, you know what? And I'm not saying this facetiously. Yours is very good, too. And I'm not going, yours is very good. Yours actually is very good.
Yeah, but yeah, well, like, whatever.
This I don't have you killed by any means, girl, believe me. But
that
anyway, I even love the bass line on this. This is amazing. Oh, Taxi Ian in already. Oh, sorry, Chris, you still sound like a bugger. I don't think that that's anything to be ashamed of, Taxi Ian, quite frankly. I think that doesn't take away from the track. But anyway, here's Kira's version. You're going to hear two. Yeah, well, once you've heard both, then I'll tell you how you can vote and all that. Listen to Kira's, all right?
1, 2, 3 into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can burst like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Too loped out, jiggers, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let him understand. from the young G's perspective. And before me dig out a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. And I know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't a pussy good enough to get burned up while I'm in it. And that's realer than real deal Hollyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a profit chunk, I'll take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
Yes.
Wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. You know what's so funny though? There's one particularly crude phrase and you clearly can't say it properly and you're like, oh, I'm not saying that. It's something like, before me dig out a bitch, and you're like, oh, I'm not, no. Good for you for not being able to say that with conviction. That's a good thing. Kira's too pure for any of this.
No, I'm so pure.
Yeah. All right, well, look, now you've heard both versions. 51552, because you have to decide who did better. You heard my version. I even love that bass. I could listen to that all evening. Anyway, now you have to decide who did better. Did I do better? Did Chris do better? Or did Kira do better? 51552. It is as simple as that. 51552.
Also, we're going to take some votes on Twitter. My Twitter is at I am Kira King, and Chris's Twitter is at hate Chris Green. And Chris, we get people on the phone tonight.
Oh, for definitely. 1850-715-922 is the number. 1850-715-922 if you'd like to go old school and actually phone in. But hey, look, 51552. Who do you think did better? I don't know. We're going to find out. Now we need to get to the brutal conclusion of tonight's wrap-off. Kira, there can only be one winner. You and I both did a good job, I would agree. But there really can only be one person walking away tonight as the winner of the wrap-off. Kira and I, we just wrapped Nothing But A G Thing. We wrapped the Snoop Dogg verse from Nothing But A G Thing. But my God, I tell you, there is everything now on the line. Someone says, tonight the standard was off the chart. Chris sounded like Snoop incarnate and Kira was razor sharp and on point. Hard decision, but Chris, tonight you sounded like a Snoop impersonator, but Kira takes it based on the fact that the whole performance from you was so plastic and cold. Well,
I wouldn't say that.
The performance from me was plastic and cold.
I wouldn't say that at all, Chris.
Quite frankly, slander. That's what that is.
That is slander.
I'm
agree with you.
I'm suing that texter.
I will still take that vote, but I will also back
you
up
will.
On that.
Someone says, Chris Dogg wins. Kira sounded like she was a sheep or that. Well, there you go. You know what? What can you do about that, Kira? Unfortunately, you sounding like a sheep this evening. But
that
A for effort from
also
Alex.
Also add something else, but Chris is being way too polite to read it out.
Well, Kira, you can read it out about yourself if you'd like. Well, what did he say you sounded like?
It sounded like I was gargling balls.
That isn't what it would sound like, though. I imagine it would sound very different, wouldn't it?
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, if you were gargling balls while trying to rap, it would be like so I don't imagine that's what it would be. So Texter, you're incorrect on that. Also, hey, you know what, Kira, friend of the show Andy is on the phone. Andy, how are you this evening?
Not too bad, Chris. Yourself?
I'm all right. Well, Andy, the real question is, who do you think did better in the wrap off?
Kira, hands down.
Oh,
now, don't get me wrong, Chris. You were good. You were very good.
Thank
but
you.
But Kira, you were unbelievable.
All right, well, look.
Thank you so much, Andy. I really appreciate
it. There was something about her voice. It just,
She has a sexy voice, doesn't she?
Well, you said that now, not me.
Well, look, Andy. Look, thanks for coming on, man, all right?
No problem.
There we go, Kira.
Okay.
Andy.
Wow.
Telling you what's what, you know? All right, let's see. Someone's in Killarney. Les's in Killarney. It says, Chris, well done. Kira's sexy voice. Hard choice, but I am a man, so sexy lady wins. Oh, thanks, Les.
Thanks, Les.
Good for you. Also, someone else says, Kira, honey, baby, you did it for me. I think you're a winner no matter what. Well, there you go, Kira. That's from Fergal in Offaly.
Thank you, Fergal.
Oh, as always, loads of votes for Kira. So, Jennifer is on the phone. Jennifer, you're in Carlow. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Chris. Hi.
Well, Jennifer, look, I mean, let's get right to the point. Who do you think did better? Did I do better or did Kira do better?
I listened to you a lot and I haven't heard the wrap-off before, but I did think Kira did really good, but Chris, I think you really, really killed it.
Jennifer, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Yeah, I did think yours was really, really good, but I'm sorry, Chris. I actually thought it was Snoop Dogg after I said it.
Yes! Good woman! Exactly! I tell you, that's what I was going for.
I'm here with my friends, they turned around and they said, when is he going to start rapping? And they start laughing and they go, that's him there now.
Yes! Jennifer, I couldn't have gotten a better vote if I had written you what you had to say now. You literally said everything that I would want someone to say if they were voting for me. Look, who's there with you? We'll say hello to them as well.
I hear Christopher Myers and Craig Kearns here from Carlow.
Well, look, say hello to all of them, Christopher and Craig and Jennifer, who are in the car.
Gary Morris as well.
Who?
Gary Morris as
oh,
well.
Oh, Gary. Oh, so Gary's like, hey, see me as well, for God's sake. All right, well, there you go. Look, Jennifer, we'll chat to you soon, all right?
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. Thanks, Jennifer. Well, Kira?
Garrod is listening in Kildare. He says, wow, Chris, you were straight out of Compton like a loose cannon.
Yeah!
Excellent. Good effort, Kira, but you get the silver medal this week.
Look, you know what? There's a lot of people saying Kira.
Somebody says, Chris, hands down, absolute genius of a man.
Oh, that's true.
Somebody
that's
says,
true.
You two did amazing this week. This week, I'll give my vote to Chris. Chris, you are the next Snoop Dogg.
Well, I would like
and then
to think
somebody
so.
Has taken my performance really personally, saying, Kira gutted at that attempt. Chris wins, hand down. Somebody has texted in to say, Kieran was buzzing. Now, I'm presuming they're talking about me.
Oh, they meant to say Kira, yeah. And it corrected it or something. Yeah. Fair enough.
Chris won, sorry, Kira. And then Lame Jay says, ah, lads, he just killed my horn. Both shite. Chris wins by a mile. Kira sounds like she has a speech impediment.
She does.
Shut up, Chris.
No, that was because there was balls in her mouth, as that texter said earlier.
That is true.
That's the actual reason.
Somebody else says, not bad, Kira. Somebody says, Kira had sex with those lyrics, so she wins.
Oh, yeah, so that's it. The sex angle. I'd like to see myself as more than just a sex object in here. I'd like to think I'm getting votes based on more than that.
On Twitter, Chris, we're getting a couple of votes as well. Ryan says, have to say they were pretty even, but my vote would have to go to Chris just because his voice goes with that rap. Crown says, I thought Chris sounded bored during his rap. So my vote goes to Kira.
Mother.
James says, saw Kira, but Chris won it. It was a bad song choice. Don't agree with you there, James. I'm sorry.
Yeah, James, that was an amazing song.
That nice guy on Twitter says, guys, that was great. Snoop Dogg would be proud. My vote goes to Chris because he killed it.
Thank
and Joanna
you.
Says, close call, but I'd have to say Kira. Great tune you guys picked.
Great, okay, yeah, that's fantastic. All right. Well, look, I mean...
Chris, you won.
Yeah, no, I did. I, to be honest, I see it as very even. I probably just edged it. But, you know, you're right. Thank you, Kira. Well, Kira, I think that was good this evening. I think we both did quite well. I like how some people always take it really personally, like, oh, no, that's ruined my night now. That was terrible. I didn't like that at all. But look, Kira, there you go. A thrilling conclusion to the wrap-off and me winning.
We'll
but I will be gracious.
This. Chris did Snoop proud tonight. You are a true nephew.
Thank you. It is a great compliment to be called a nephew. Absolutely. And I consider myself an honorary nephew of Snoop's. Of Big Uncle Snoop. As he's called. Chris and Kira on 2FM.